This call is being recorded.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Hello?
Hi, this is Nikki calling back from Local Stash Mystic with Tiffany.
Yes, Nikki, tell me, sorry.
Actually called with regards to our scheduled one interview, and the call will take around 40 to 45 minutes. It's now Selangit time.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
no
sounds
problem.
Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Stephanie, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So goal for today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so your team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services, and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. So I see here, Tiffany, that you already received the terms and conditions. Did you receive the initial invoice email, and did you have the chance to review the terms and conditions?
Yes.
Okay. Yep, I see that you haven't signed it up yet. Do you want me to walk you through, or do you have any concerns?
I actually already sent everything that I had concerns with to Ben, and he called me back and he explained it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so everything is okay. So I have asked my boss to actually sign up because his name is on the account, and
gotcha.
He needs to sign it. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so I've asked him.
Okay.
So I think he would be doing it. He's traveling today, so whenever he gets the time, he will sign the document.
Gotcha, not a problem. Thank you so much for that, Tiffany. So now I also see here that you already set up the security question with Ben, so I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called Masterpiece Construction, Inc. Is that correct?
Inc. Yeah, INC. Yeah.
Okay. INC,
Construction,
yep.
INC. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the address that I have on here, that's 86 Tunnel Drive, 5 Women's, Massachusetts, and 02188.
Yes, that's the address.
And is this a home address or an office location?
This is the office location.
Gotcha. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
We are licensed and insured.
Gotcha. Sounds good. Will you be able to read to me the business license number and the expiration date?
Sure. Just one second.
Yep. Just take your time.
Okay, so we have two licenses. One is for Rhode Island and the other one is for Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
So for Massachusetts, the license number is CSL 117361.
I got here CSL 117361. And do you have the expiration date?
Yeah.
Okay. This is for Massachusetts. Just let me know once you have the expiration date, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We are licensed and insured. And you're going to provide me for the Rhode Island?
Just 1 second. I don't have that document with me right now for the expiration date. I will have to get that from my boss.
Got
I have
the
Rhode Island if you need.
Yep, I can also note here the Rhode Island. Can you provide it to me?
Yeah, sure. So the Register number is GC slash, sorry, hyphen 47363.
Okay, so I got here GC hyphen 47363.
Yeah.
Okay, got it here. And you don't have also the expiration date of this document?
So the expiration date is actually June 17th of this year, but we've already in the process of renewing it. So I think once I get the new date, I can give that to you.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for this. And are you open to publicly displaying your office address? Google has the rewards verified addresses. Okay, so let's go ahead and share your address. And I just want to make sure, Tiffany, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Okay. And later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 781-340-0606 or the 0580?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to reach you with the 781-750-0580.
Yeah, so that would be my direct number. The office number is 781-340-0606.
Gotcha. All right, I'll note it here. But if we do have some concerns with regards to your account, are we going to call your office number or through your number?
No, you can call my number.
Gotcha. All right, I'll note it here then. And I just want to make sure that I got your correct email address, and that would be dimitri@usmasterpiece.com.
So for the email address, you will have to put mine because I would be the one sending you all the information.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the same domain and everything. It's just the name that changes. It's Tiffany. T-I-F-F-A-N-Y.
T-I-F-F-A-N-Y. Tiffany at usmasterpiece.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, and just one more thing, Tiffany, if you're going to update it here in our end with tiffany@usmasterpiece.com, that means to say all the leads will be emailed through your email address and not through Dimitri?
Yeah, through my email address.
Gotcha. All right, I'll note it to you then. And I do see that you already have an existing website, right? The usmasterpiece.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I got it here, and that leads me to my next question for you. Would you like us to go ahead and promote your website as is, or do you want us to create a new design that can maximize your book jobs?
So just this SEO work, do you all do the design as well, as in changing of pictures and all that? Can you all do that as well?
Yep. So that means to say, if we will be working on a different layout to your website, we will be changing the design. Because if you will promote your website as is, we will not be able to touch anything on the website.
Okay. No, because we just remodeled our website. It's just that a few pictures need to be changed on a few of the pages. That's for each service, like we want different pictures to be changed there. So that's the only change that would need to be done on the website. So that's what I'm asking, if you would be able to do that, or will you all change the entire design?
Yes, we actually changed the entire design. So that means to say we will not be able to touch anything if we will be working on the design that you have right now.
No, you'll have to work on the design that we have right now because we just launched it just a few weeks ago.
Gotcha. But actually, Tiffany, if we were going to work on your design, that means to say we'll not be able to touch anything. We can only work with our layout or the design. So for now, are we going to promote your website as is? Or
yes.
What do you think? Okay. Well, anyways, you can always let us know if you want us to create a new layout for no additional cost, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me see it here. All right, so let's go ahead and proceed with your call tracking. So your call tracking is included to follow your Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull up the phone number, the call tracking number that my team set up for you, Stephanie. Let me know if you are okay with this phone number so we can finalize, okay? So they got you the number 781-217-6550. Are you okay with this call tracking number?
Just let me note that on just 1 second. Can you just repeat that again? Sorry.
Yeah, that's 781-217-6550. Well, anyways, you will also receive an email and a text with regards to this call tracking number.
Okay.
Hmm? All right. And after we end this call, I'm going to go ahead and do a test call to this call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine, okay?
Okay.
All right. And since we will be promoting your website as is, Stephanie, to maximize your return on investment, you need to update your website to display your new tracking number, keeping your listings and online presence in state, okay?
Okay, sure.
Alrighty. And would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? We do have a one-time fee of $19, and we will record and implement a brand quality greeting on your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear everything on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Masterpiece Construction Inc. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. You can choose, you can use the sample provided. You can choose between a female voice or a male voice. Or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
I don't think we need that right now.
Okay, yep, we can skip
it. Can I add this one a little later as well, if needed?
Yes, of course. Yep, if ever you'd be interested one day, you can always add this anytime, okay?
Okay.
All right, and now we are going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you and a deal clients looking to hire now. So my research here, Tiffany, shows that you do provide, let me see, remodeling services and general construction services?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
Commercial.
Commercial remodeling?
So it would be mostly like apartment upgrades, unit turns, renovations, remodels. Those are the things that
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So I just want to make sure, do you want it to be found first with the keyword remodeling services or remodeler or apartment upgrades or kitchen remodel? What do you think?
Sorry, what was the first two that you informed me about?
Yeah, do you want it to be found first with the keyword remodeling services or remodeler or other service like kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel?
I think remodeler and renovation specialist as well, if you could just put that as well. So,
gotcha. So you want it to be found first with the keyword remodeler, correct?
Yeah. Okay. More than remodeler, I think mostly for commercial, it would be apartment upgrades. Mm-hmm. So something related to that.
Gotcha. Well, anyways, I'm going to add those keywords next to it. So let's do remodeler. We have apartment upgrades, the ones that you have listed on your website, right? So you do apartment upgrades, common area upgrades, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, flooring, painting, drywall and plastering, and building envelope.
Yep.
You do roofing, siding, doors, and windows. Okay. Actually, I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you, Tiffany, and that is under remodeler or remodeling services. Let me know if you want to add or adjust, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus should be ranking and budget priorities. You will also get an email with your personalized keyword strategy, just apply if you want to make updates, okay? But don't worry, I'm adding the other services that you have mentioned earlier, the ones that you have on the website.
Okay.
So you have here under remodeling, that would be remodeler, remodeling contractor. We already have the kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, home remodeling, basement remodeling, room additions, home renovations, remodeling company. We have a residential remodeling, commercial remodeling, kitchen remodel contractor, bathroom remodel contractor. We have basement finishing, whole home remodeling, home addition contractor, interior remodeling, and remodeling estimates and renovation contractor. Are you okay with all those keywords?
Yes, I'm okay with
that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
I don't know. If you just take everything that is on the website, that's the only major services that we want to promote right now.
Okay. So for now, you only want to promote remodeling services, apartment upgrades, common area upgrades, kitchen remodeling, bathroom, flooring, painting, drywall, and plastering, and building envelopes?
Yes.
Okay. And for all those keywords that I have read, am I going to add those, or do you just want to focus with the ones that we have on your website?
You can add the ones that you inform me about as well.
Gotcha. All right. Those are actually tougher for me, so those are good keywords. Anyways, okay. Tiffany, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
What can I say that sets us apart? So it would mostly be the the one-stop shop. So we do everything with finishes. So they don't have to go anywhere else to kind of get other services done, because we do the full renovation for housing. So that would be one of the points that you can maybe put there. I think I have a short description here.
Okay.
We recently worked on a banner, so we actually made this, so I think it would be okay for you to use it, I mean, as highlight.
Actually, I'm checking your website. Do you offer free consultation or free estimates?
Yes.
Sounds good. Okay. I may add, is this a family-owned business?
It's not a family-owned business, but it's an individual-owned business.
Okay.
It's just my boss that owns it.
Mm-hmm. Is this locally owned and operated?
Yes.
Sounds good. We can start from that. Or do you want to add any other information?
I'm just searching for that. So we have 20 plus years of hands-on experience in construction.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then so this is the one that we actually wrote on the banner. We deliver efficient, schedule-driven solutions designed to minimize downtime and maximize long-term property performance.
Do you have it on your website?
No, it's actually one of the banners that we're using for an expo that we're going for next month. So,
gotcha.
The banner that we prepared for that, yeah. If you want
to send it to me, yes,
yeah,
that would be good. Gotcha.
Yep.
Thank you so much for that, Tiffany. And do you have a mission statement?
Mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
We do have one on the website.
Okay, I do see one. Is this our success is measured not in square footage but in satisfaction, quality, communication, accountability in every build?
Yeah, that's
one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for your tagline or slogan, let me check. Building trust one project at a time. Is this your tagline?
That was one of the taglines that we checked on. We also have one more, which is
I also do see another one. It's built on craftsmanship, grown through trust.
Crafting excellence, building masterpieces is one of the other taglines.
Gotcha. That's crafting excellence, building masterpieces.
Yes.
Gotcha. Sounds good. Let me note it here. And how many years have you been in business?
As I said, 20 plus years.
So you started in 2006?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's 2006, and you do have 20 plus years of experience, correct? Okay, amazing. And how many people work with your company?
So we normally sublet all our work. We don't have people under our payroll that we go with on a regular basis. So whenever we get the project, we see what services are needed for that project, and we have the list of subcontractors that work under us. But not directly under us, but yeah, we have our loyal kind of subcontractors that we normally go with, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it doesn't have to be like full-time employees, Tiffany, as what you have mentioned earlier, but just an approximate count of persons actively participating in the operation of your company on a regular basis. Like, do you have any number or no?
We don't have any
particular number? Okay. Yep, that's okay. I'll note it here. And do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
Both.
Amazing. And I just want to confirm that I got here correct hours of operations. It says from Monday through Friday, so you do 8 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
How about Saturdays and Sundays? Are you closed or do you do by appointments?
So Saturday and Sundays, if it's really needed, is what when we do appointments or consultations. But normally we don't work on those 2 days.
Okay, so let's just put close on Saturdays and Sundays, correct?
That should be, yeah.
All right. And what types of payment do you accept?
They normally pay us through ACH, checks. I'm not sure if cash payments are there. Maybe some small projects we receive in cash payments. But mostly
okay.
It's ACH, bank transfers, and checks.
Gotcha. So you do ACH, bank transfer, checks, and maybe cash for some small jobs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now that we have your business information, Tiffany, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100 plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blanketing 100 directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. You will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So which option do you prefer?
The first option.
Let's work with the first option. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So I see here that your business is located and we have Women's Massachusetts. So for this, Tiffany, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And again, I would like to give my suggestion if I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. Do you think we could work on that?
Yeah.
Okay. And can you provide me your target cities and zip codes? You want to do cities?
So the target city would be Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Providence and Rhode Island.
Rhode Island?
Yeah, Providence.
Okay.
Tiverton, Rhode Island.
Tiverton?
Yeah. And in Massachusetts, it would be... So Weymouth is already there, right? So where our office is located.
Yeah, I'm gonna add Weymouth.
So Boston, Weymouth, you can add just 1 second. I had a few more here, yeah, just 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Braintree?
I'm sorry, what is it again?
Braintree.
That's Braintree?
Yeah. Okay. B-R-A-I-N-T-R-E-E.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. We have Braintree here.
And, yeah. And then we have... Berkshire.
Berkshire. Mm-hmm. What else?
Quincy.
I have added here Berkshire.
Berkshire.
B-E-R-K. Yep.
Yeah. Quincy.
Quincy. What else? I think we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, we got 7. Are you okay with this right now?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you know if you have a Google Business profile?
We do have a Google Business profile.
Gotcha. All right. Yep. I did a few research, and I do see that you have an existing Google Business profile. Do you have access to the Google Business profile?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Can you grant us? Can you add Business Manager so we can optimize your Google Business profile?
Yes. Where should I go to give you permission?
Okay, are you on your Google Business profile right now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are you on the page where you see edit profile, profile
yeah.
strength? Okay, did you see profile strength on the upper part and did you see three dots?
Okay.
Okay, can you tap on the three dots, please?
Yeah.
All right, and did you see business profile settings?
Yeah.
Okay, tap on it, and you should see managers or people in access. Yep.
Okay.
And tap on people in access, there's an add button, and you will see an email address box at Business Manager, correct?
Yeah. Can I have your email ID?
Yes. So I'm going to read to you the local splash listing, so put it under the email address box. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so put in 552-554. 6200.
Okay. Local splash listing. Yeah, it's coming.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And you should receive a pending notification once you added as his manager, and I should receive it here on my end also. Let me just go ahead and check just to make sure that I got it. Okay. And I got it here. Thank you so much for that, Tiffany. And let me check. On your Google Business profile, does it have the same name as you have on your business license and insurance?
Yeah, Masterpiece Construction.
Okay, sounds good. Because that is the name key to match in case you need to do a verification with Google. All right. And I think Ben sent you an email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so yep, I do understand if your Google Business profile is already verified, but we are asking those files so we can keep it on our end here. So in case we might need something to do with Google, we always have it on file. It's easier for us to do it, okay? I think Ben sent you an email that says, to get your Google Business profile actually needed, pictures needed for Google verification, so can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible, your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and birthdays. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email. Did you receive that email from Ben?
I'm just checking because I don't know if he sent it to me or my boss.
Oh, I think he sent it to your boss. At Dimitri@usmasterpiece.com.
Because I haven't seen that
yet. Gotcha. All right. I can go ahead and resend it since we are updating the email address that we have on file. Okay? Let me just
Once I receive it, I'll see whatever I have and I'll send it over.
Gotcha. Sounds good. Let me just update it here just to make sure that you'll receive the upcoming emails that I have. Okay, just one moment, Tiffany@usmasterpiece.com. All right, so let me just have it. Okay, I'm going to resend to you the email. And if you have time later, you can go ahead and check over. So that's action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Let me just resend that. Okay, you should receive it in a while. And also, Tiffany, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, sounds good. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
I think we do. I'm not really sure because I haven't checked that, but I think my boss said that we do have a Yelp page.
Gotcha. Because if you do have a Yelp page, we advise to keep managing your current reviews and content directly, but if you would like it to be optimized, we will need admin access. But if you don't have any Yelp page, we can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that to be optimized, but you need to have a call tracking number with us, which you already opted in, so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation.
Okay. Let me just check if we do have one because I'm not really sure.
Okay. I'm also checking it here if I can see a Yelp page from you. I didn't see any Masterpiece Construction Inc.
I don't think there is. I think you can just go ahead and create one.
Gotcha. All right, not a problem. We will create you a Yelp page. So let me just note it here. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
Yes, we do.
Okay, sounds good. Do you have access to your Facebook business page?
Uh-huh.
Can you grant us admin access so we can optimize?
Yeah, just one
sec. Okay. Yep, I will be sending you, Tiffany, a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. It typically takes 1 to 2 minutes, so once added, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information, so please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know. So I do see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. You have a very good package to start with. So let me just send you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. So I'm going to send it to your email, tiffany@usmasterpiece. Let me just send it here. Okay, so you should receive it in a moment. Grant us access to your Facebook page to get your ads running. And on that special link, Tiffany, it will actually ask you to log in with the personal Facebook that you use on creating your Facebook business page. But you don't have to worry. We will not have any access to your personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Just let me know once you receive it and if you need assistance.
I did receive it. I'm just giving you the access.
Gotcha. Sounds good. And let's talk about your Facebook ads, which is included in your strategy. So for your Facebook ads, Tiffany, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your Facebook ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team to handle this for you? Oh, yeah, just take your time. Sorry.
Sorry, just one second.
Mm-hmm. Yep, just take your time.
Taking some time to connect. Yeah, you can go ahead with what you were saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to continue asking your questions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we can talk about your Facebook ads. So for your Facebook ads, Tiffany, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your Facebook ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team to handle this for you?
You mean, what was the first option? Who would be handling that?
Okay, so for the first option, if you would be sending specific images or messaging for your Facebook ad campaign, then we will need photos from you or specific details. But if you would like to have a creative team to handle it, then we can do it at our end, and you'll be able to check into the dashboard. And if ever you have any questions or revisions that you want to do, just let us know anytime.
I think, is there any additional charges for a team to do it?
No. No additional cost for that.
I think we can go with that.
All right. Let's have the creative team handle this, okay?
Okay.
Okay. But do you have a lot of photos that you can send?
I do have some photos. If you... the thing is, the photos are not professionally taken, so...
Okay.
I mean, only very few photos. I mean, they've taken most of the photos. I think 90% of it is taken on the phone. So
the photos that you have are of... Gotcha. So the photos that you have are of low-quality photos.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay. Nikki, right?
Your
name is Nikki, right?
Yes.
Is it okay if I can just put you on hold for just 1 second?
Yeah, just take your time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sorry, Nikki. Yes, tell me.
Yep, yeah, no problem. Okay. So, yep, we will have a creative team to handle your Facebook ads. And for your Facebook ads, Tiffany, there are 3 lead response methods, and you can only choose one, okay? So we do have the form sale, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form sale, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the leads tab. And if you fill out calls, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click and complete the process to call you directly from your Facebook ad. And the number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook Ads tab, but unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. So when someone presses the call button in the ad, Tiffany, the dial pad in the user's phone will ask them to confirm that they want to proceed with making the call. Well, some users don't follow through after clicking the call button in the ad, but this may still show as a call result. And the last option is the Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. The messages will come automatically through your Messenger app.
I think we can do the Messenger. We can do that because I already have CRM that Facebook is linked to, so any messages would pop up there. So I think we can go with the Facebook.
You want to do the Facebook Messenger. All right, let's do the Facebook Messenger. And I see that you don't have a Google Ads in your subscription. Well, Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google, exactly when and where prospects look for your services. So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks.
Yeah,
and that's
for Google Ads.
Mm-hmm.
We asked
for
Google
Ads.
But,
yes.
Yeah, but Ben told us that his strategy would be to I didn't understand, because he said that it will not be Google Ads campaigns. Is that the same thing you're saying?
Yep, the campaign that you have right now is the local search engine optimization. That means to say, we will optimize the Google business profile that you have with the keywords that we just are talking earlier. So when we optimize, when people are going to search for those keywords, they will see on the first page of the Google page. Okay? A Google ad is a different thing. So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks on the ad. And actually, we do have a $300 campaign to maximize results, and you can add this anytime if you would be interested, okay?
Okay.
All right. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there any specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or can we call you anytime if we have concerns?
So I work from 8 a.m. to 5. On Eastern timing.
Okay, so we can call you 8 to 5 Eastern.
Anytime between that.
Anytime between 8 to 5 Eastern. All right, let me just note that here. And do you have a logo?
Oh, yes, we do.
Oh, yep, you do. I'm just checking your website here. And also, can you send us your logo so we can use it for the marketing campaign or upload them to your dashboard? Okay.
All right.
So now, Tiffany, you will see several important emails from us soon. First, review your keywords list and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just reply to the message. And if you have the project photos, videos, or logo, you can send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates, because your graph is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, Tiffany, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right. And, of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you, so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder. So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. Okay, that's going to be the same day, Tuesday. We do have 5th of May. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
Let me check. Can we do 8th of May?
Yeah, let me just go ahead and check. That's Friday. Yep, we can do. What time would it be? Same time?
Okay,
7th. 25 of the quantity?
Mm-hmm. 7th of May, Thursday.
That's going to be 7 a.m. your time on, let me check. That's 8th, right? May 8th?
I'm talking about 7th May.
Oh, 7th. Okay, that's Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday.
What would be the best time for you?
Anytime during the day, 8 to 5.
Okay, mm-hmm. Let me just go ahead here. I'm going to check the available slot. So you can do any time from 8 to 5. And you're in Eastern, right? So you're 3 hours ahead. So we can do 11. Can you do 11 a.m. your time?
Yeah, 11 should be fine.
Okay. Well, anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Okay.
All right. And as I have mentioned earlier, Tiffany, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you will be able to answer your first call on the tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Understood. Okay.
All right, and this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much, Tiffany, for investing your time. Your engagement set to offer meaningful growth in Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
Right now, I don't have anything. Maybe as I go through whatever's been coming up on Google or whatever it is, I might have a few questions later.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And also, Tiffany, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we will adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific, that's Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat, so please feel free to call us back because we're here to help. If we can't answer right away, we will return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your emails and text for a status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again, Tiffany, for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward to helping you take the lead in the market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
No, that's about it. Thank you, Nikki.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and yep, for a friendly reminder, Tiffany, I really do hope that you'll be able to add us as soon as possible to your Facebook business page so we can work on your Facebook ads in the correct timeline, okay?
I've actually sent it to my boss because for some reason I wasn't able to give you access. So I did forward that email that you sent me to him for him to click on it and give it access. So once his call ends, I'll call him and I'll check with him again.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for that, Tiffany. And enjoy the rest of the day, Tiffany. Thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye for now.
Just one thing.
Yes.
As soon as you receive the Facebook access, can you just let me know that you received it so that I know that everything
is
okay?
I can send you a text message once I receive the access.
Text message won't work on this number. You will have to just send me an email.
Email or do you want me to call you?
Anything. That's fine. You received the Facebook access, that also should be fine.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you so much, Tiffany. I will do that, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye for now.